Okay, welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm Mo, and this week, for the first time ever, I'm joined by a very special guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi guys, it's Emily.
Okay, yes guys, this is a very exciting week as we will be discussing 2020 and also current cringe culture and being chronically online because, well, that's what we are. And the music for this week will be pulled directly from our 2020 selves, so guys, it'll be a treat.
This first song, I think, is a cult classic. Like, I feel like everybody yeah. has heard this. This is Daddy Issues by The Neighborhood.
Enjoy, guys.
I'm not afraid to Making me go.
Okay, that was Using You by Mars Argo. You guys can't see us, but let me just tell you, we went crazy for that song. The story with Mars Argo and her management is, like, really sad and horrible, but I will always love this song because it's just such a banger. And I'm really happy it's, like, finally on Spotify and I don't have to listen to the podcast version. Like, Using You by Using You.
Yeah.
Or Using You by Argo Mars or whatever. Okay, guys, it's time to get into our first topic of the evening. TikTok during 2020.
Oh!
There's so much to say, and we have so little time. Where do I even begin? I feel like TikTok was 2020.
Right. I feel like it began in 2020.
Yeah. Like, yes, there were things that happened before then.
Right.
But the app didn't explode, I feel.
Like, in 2019, it was, like, embarrassing to own TikTok.
Right.
Like, people would make fun of you for that.
And in 2020, I mean, there was literally nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So everyone was on TikTok. And I remember, do you remember, like, when there were battles, like, between the sides of, like, normal TikTok and alt TikTok?
And, like, Charlie D'Amelio TikTok.
Because when did The Renegade come out? That was before.
That was before.
But that was, like, she was still reaching her peak in popularity.
Yeah.
Like, I think she peaked during COVID.
She did.
Because everyone was just online. But I remember, I mean, do you remember Are You Coming to the Tree?
Oh, my God, stop.
Because that, like, lives forever in my mind.
That began 2020 TikTok.
Yeah. Like, those, and then there would be, like, those really deep TikTok, where it was just, like, those super, like, deep-fried, like, crunchy videos and, like, vocals, where it was just, like, nothing. But people were like, yeah, I'm on, like, deep TikTok. And by people, I mean, like, me.
Yeah, no, yeah, me too.
Because I was like, yeah, I'm not on, like, normal TikTok. Whereas normal TikTok was just, like, what, dancing?
Dancing, Addison Rae.
Addison Rae, dog videos. Addison Rae really has had her renaissance, hasn't she, though?
She's
come back around.
She has.
Pop girly, hyper pop girl.
Pop queen.
Love that she's friends with Charlie XCX now. I feel like that's such a nice, complete circle for
her. It is. You know what? Good for her.
Good for Addison Rae. She really came out of that little group
mm-hmm.
probably one of the best. Like, she
literally
is now perceived well publicly. Where I feel like the rest of them are either cringe or they're like, wow, you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, she had her little scandal moments, like, boyfriend, I'm nervous.
Boyfriend, I'm nervous.
But, like, other than that, I mean, who's really bad off now from 2020 TikTok?
Who's really bad? Let me think.
Was Emulu 2020 TikTok? She was a little later. Do you remember her?
I think I do, but I, like, don't remember what she looks like.
If you looked up Emulu, you'd be like, look it up.
I'll look it up.
Because she, well, that was, like, she started the train of, like, people canceling themselves before they could be canceled, because she got exposed and, like, was completely bullied off the app.
Oh my god!
Yeah, exactly.
I remember now. Yeah, I remember now.
There were, like, so many things from that era. I don't even know.
Bro.
Because I lived on TikTok.
Me too.
TikTok and, like, Netflix and Hulu. Because what was I going to do? Homework?
There was
no. Like, never.
Nuh-uh.
That wasn't in my vocabulary. I'm trying to think if there was, like, a specific... Because, like, I remember deep TikTok, alt TikTok.
Right.
Normal TikTok. But I'm trying to think if there was, like, something else that, like, really stuck.
And then we got to, like, indie core.
Right. Oh, God. The, like, aesthetics that were developed on TikTok and, like, have sort of continued, like... That's when I feel like boys really started painting their nails.
Yes,
was 2020 TikTok. And I'm all for that. Like, you do you.
Go,
like,
you.
I don't care. But I feel like 2020 TikTok really catapulted that. Because what, Lil Huddy?
Oh my God, stop. Not Lil Huddy.
Because he would paint his nails. He would paint his nails. And it was like that skater boy aesthetic. With like the stripes and the black jeans and the nails.
Yes, and E-girls, E-boys.
Oh my God. E-girls and E-boys. Ooh, I just did something on the computer. You keep talking.
Okay.
Oh, I fixed it. It's fine.
Okay.
E-girls and E-boys, that was such a time. I did fall victim a little bit to the E-girl makeup with, like, the heavy blush on the nose.
And the eyeliner.
And the eyeliner. Mm-hmm. God. If any of my family is listening, I mean, you know what I'm talking about with my eyeliner. I've shown you pictures.
I have seen them. And your money pieces.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know what? But do you know what? At the time, though, I was on trend.
Right. Like, you were just with the times.
I was just with the times. And honestly, I was a little before the times because I had that little underdye situation beforehand.
Some may even say ahead.
Some may even say, I started the trend. Well, I think actually everyone stole it from me.
Yeah.
And I actually started 2020.
You can't outdo the doer.
Yeah, but everyone got really into like their little niches.
They
did. It became very like separated.
Yes, yes.
That's such an interesting phenomenon. I feel like I could study that. In like,
I feel like people have or written essays about it.
Yeah, I feel like we're gonna need to study it in like a few years to like see how this has affected like fast fashion now.
Yeah,
because people were ripping through those trends.
Shein blew up.
Shein blew up,
and literally.
Anywho.
Anyways,
Do we have anything else we want to say before we get back to the music on 2020 TikTok?
I don't really know.
Or 2020 as a year. I mean, that was a... Oh, dear.
That was a crazy year.
Honestly, I feel like it really has shaped who I am as a person. I would be very different.
I agree with that.
But would I relive it?
No.
No.
No,
no, I wouldn't. Like, am I thankful for the journey that I've...
Yes,
like,
yeah.
For the destination, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would I redo the journey?
No.
Absolutely not. Like, you could not pay me to go back and live through that.
No way.
And that's, like, the general consensus with COVID in general. And obviously, it's not over, and the economic impacts, and, like, people are still dying from it, da-da-da-da-da. I know. I'm talking about my personal experience. I'm talking about my personal experience of, like, being at home and alone and sad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was hard out here in Wisconsin. Because you were in a city.
Yeah, I was.
I feel like it's a completely different vibe, probably.
I mean, not really. If you think about it.
Because you still couldn't go out.
I couldn't go out. At least you had, like, a backyard.
I did have nature. Yeah. So I did have one up on you on that. Like, I could just, like, drive my car around and, like, go sit in the park and be and listen to these songs. I would drive my car around and listen to these songs.
I would stare out my window.
Out at the streets.
Out at the empty streets.
Damn.
Okay. Well, to introduce this next song, I was on this side of TikTok in 2020.
Me too, girl.
If you heard this, you'd know what I'm talking about. So this is Little Dark Age by MGMT.
Enjoy, guys.
Breathing in the dark, lying on its side. Like factories far away, where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. With future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year, and nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky.
the beach, same time every day, same routine. Clear target in summer, when skies are blue. It's part of the noise when winter comes, it reverberates in my lungs. Nature's corrupted, in fudge is far away.
Okay, that was Oh Anna. Oh shit.
Morgan.
I'm sorry, I didn't say that. Wait.
you passes, you'll end up with molasses. Cauterized in syrup, and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations, cause someone's gonna cash in. The plot, it turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I won't kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away, far away from the beginning. The shroud is made of linen. The yearling took the purse. The goth kid has a hearse. Heartbreaking earthquake and kiwis. In minds wide open, truly. Leisure, a leisure suit is nothing. It's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper. Pinch between your pointer, your index, and your thumb. It's a semi.
Was Harness Your Hopes B-side by Pavement. It was a staple in 2020, and it's being brought back to this day. People are still trying to find a word that rhymes with pavement.
Sorry for that brief interruption earlier. I'm not quite sure what happened, and I definitely did not swear on the air, so if you heard that, you're definitely crazy. So yeah, anyway, moving on to topic number two, current cringe culture and being chronically online, which is our favorite thing ever because it's so real and relatable.
It's like the only thing I'm good at.
It is my like most special talent.
Literally.
I'm like really, really good at it. Wish they like we got credit for that. Like if that was a class.
If that was a job.
Oh my God, I'd make so much
money. I'd be
money.
A billionaire.
I'd be the next Elon Musk. Forja.
Foreshadowing.
You guys will get that later. If you know, you know. No, but wait, that'd be a good ex-college class.
You're right.
We could do that later. We could do that later. Anyway, I feel like it's really funny with current TikTok culture because you're either in it or you're not.
You're really not.
You're really not. So if you say something to somebody and they don't know what you're talking about, you sound
insane.
Like a lunatic. Like if you, and then if you try to explain it, it doesn't make you sound less like insane.
And you have to like go and pull up videos, but you still look crazy.
You still look crazy because they're like, why are you watching that?
Yes.
For example. And also I feel like the trends change so fast.
Once a week.
Maybe, you know what? I give them two weeks, the trends last. So then by the time other people have caught up, mm-hmm. that aren't, like, on their phones 24/7.
Instagram Reel users.
Know them, love them, but they just aren't tapped in.
Yeah.
So, like, people like us who are on our phones far too often, by the time, like, we're on to the next trend, they're on the one that happened, like, two trends ago.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like right now, you know...
boy, it's just alcohol.
Right. Like, there's that that's happening right now for us, whereas I feel like maybe the Gen Pop is finally experiencing Ervil LeBaron.
You are my sunshine.
Those are just to name a few. Now, I feel like one, sometimes they'll have a breakthrough moment where then everyone will know them. For example, the TikTok Riz party.
And my favorite is Turkish Quandale Dingle.
I like Tomato Face because I think he's really relatable to me.
I kin Turkish Quandale Dingle.
So kinning, for those of you who don't know,
is a 2020 term.
Is a 2020 term. Let me look up the textbook definition. Well, if I look up kin definition, it's one's friends and family. I need to, like, go on Urban Dictionary. I need to look up kin definition anime. That's insane. That's kinning is when you closely relate to a character. A person who kins may identify with the character. Kinning a character is not the same as being kin to a character. So, when Emily says she kins Turkish Quandale Dingle, that means that she relates to him and the lore and backstory that has been created for him on TikTok.
It's true.
And I feel like that's one that, like, most people would know about by now.
Right.
Same with, like, looks maxing. But that one took a long time. Because, like, a month ago, I think I mentioned, even a month ago, which I feel like, to me, looks maxing was dead a month ago.
Right, right.
But I feel like a month ago, I mentioned looks maxing to some of my friends, and they were like, what? Or I mentioned mogging was probably exactly what I mentioned. And they were like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, is this not what we do?
Like, are we not in the same loop?
Right. And I just feel like it's hard because our attention spans have gotten so, so short.
Oh, yeah.
That even the collective mindset attention span has gotten shorter and shorter and shorter. Like, I feel like in 2020, trends would last for maybe, like, 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a 2 month long thing where that would just be your entire For You page. Now, I feel like I can feel it starting to drop off.
Literally.
I feel the ego death or, like, whatever.
Like, I'm feeling the buildup of it. It's just alcohol right now, but mm-hmm. I know it's going to be gone by next week.
I know it's going to be gone by next week, and I can tell that TikTok Riz Party is starting to die. Literally. Because the people who aren't in it usually are starting to reach it.
Right.
And that's when you know it's starting to shift.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think it's interesting, like, where we're at in society. Like, dumb humor is really funny right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like dumb humor is always funny, but it's having a meteoric rise.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the stupidest stuff is... Yeah, I know. I caught myself. Is becoming very funny to everybody again. And I think it's just because we don't have the ability to, like, think.
Peep the term brain rot.
Brain rot. And it's so true. Like, I am getting brain rot from being on the internet. Like, I cannot think critically as well as I used to. And, like, I find dumb things funnier than I used to.
And I'm making these references, and I can't stop myself.
It is, like, instinctual.
Literally.
Like, I'm, like, scratching an itch. I have to say it.
It's so bad.
And sometimes the references don't even make sense in context. Right. But it'll just be like, I think this word is funny. I'm going to say it.
Right.
And maybe that means I need to get off the internet. But it's also, like, what am I going to do? Read a book?
Oh.
That is my goal for the summer. So, listeners, don't fear. I will read a book. I will touch some grass this summer. But, yeah, I don't know. It's really... I don't know. The internet is my demon, but I love it.
On skibbity.
On that note. On that note. This next song... I'm cutting you off. This next song, oh my god. This next song made me such a menace back in 2020. I used to drive around screaming this song, and I was like, wah, 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 I relate to it. And I feel like, honestly, looking back, I definitely could have chilled out a little bit. Like, it was not that serious. But you know what? It felt that serious in the moment. So, this is Alien Blues by Wunderbar.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Na 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 that she was raised in. I'm taking down the number of the times, so when we get the sign from God, I'll be the first to call them. I'm taking back the number of the beast, 'cause six is not a pretty number. Eight or three are definitely better. A is for the address on the letter to my alcoholic friends. I'm trying hard not to be ashamed, not to know the name of who is waking up beside me, or the date, the season, or the city. But at least the ceiling's very pretty, and if you are holding it against me, I'll be on my best behavior, taking shots for Mother Nature. Once my fist is in the cupboard, love is never falling over.
Come from scientists and atheists and white men who kill God. They make technology high quality, complex, physiological experiments and sacrilege in the name of public good. They taught me everything just like a daddy should. And you were beautiful and vulnerable and power and success. Goddamn, I fell for you, your flamethrowers, your tunnels and your tech. I studied code because I wanted to do something great like you. And the real tragedy is half of it was true. But we've been fucking mean, we're elitist, we're as flawed as any church. And this faux rad West Coast dogma has a higher fucking net worth. I bit the apple 'cause I trusted you. It tastes like Thomas Malthus, your proposal is immodest and insane. And I hope someday Summers rides her fucking train. I loved you, I loved you, I loved you, it's true. I wanted to be you and do what you do. I lived here, I loved here, I thought it was true. I feel so stupid. Your baby, your firstborn, the hot girl in your comp sci class. And I was Darwin's prep school dream, bred, born, and raised to kick your ass. I fell for circuit boards, rocket ships, pictures of the stars. If you could only be what you pretend you are. When I said take me to the moon, I never meant take me alone. I thought if mankind toured the sky, it meant that all of us could go. But I don't want to see the stars if they're just one more piece of land for us to colonize, for us to turn to sand. 'Cause we're so fucking mean, we're so elitist, we're as fucked as any church. And this bullshit West Coast dogma has a higher fucking net worth. I bit the apple 'cause I loved you, and why would you lie? And then I realized you're just as naive as I am. Oh, you're so traumatized, it makes me want to cry. You dumb bitch, I loved you, I loved you, I loved you, it's true. I wanted to be you and do what you do. I lived here, I loved here, I bought it, it's true. I'm so embarrassed, I feel abused. Well, I don't want to eat the rich, I'd have to eat my heroes first. And my tuition's paid by blood, I might deserve your fate or worse. But I don't need your goddamn money, I don't need jack shit from you. So when I speak, you bet your life my words are true. Let me level with you, man, is someone guilty of the game? I took the help, I took the cash, I would have taken your last name. So if any girl on earth should get to make a call about this, it should be me. And as I see it, you're a dick. So fuck your tunnels, fuck your cars, fuck your rockets, fuck your cars again. You promised you'd be Tesla, but you're just another Edison. 'Cause Tesla broke a patent, all you ever broke were hearts. I can't believe you tore humanity apart with the very same machines that could have been our brand new start. And the worst part is I loved you, I loved you, I loved you, it's true. And sometimes I feel like I still fucking do. I lived here, I loved here, I bought it, it's true. I'm so embarrassed, I feel abused.
That was Rat by Penelope Scott, an icon of 2020. And quite literally, because we don't know where she went.
I miss her. I feel like people bullied her for no reason. Well, okay, I understand where the hate was coming from, because her songs had a very specific sound to them.
Yes.
But I really liked it.
I vibed with it.
I vibed with it. I think the lyrics, I think if the production was different, mm-hmm. if Phoebe Bridgers came out with this song, people would go crazy
lining up for that,
because the lyrics are really good.
They are good.
I think it's just the way that it's produced. It feels very stuck in that era.
Mm-hmm. Like same with like 100 gags, just very like mechanical.
Very mechanical, but I loved that at the time. I was very mechanical.
Me too.
Okay, guys, it has reached that time of night for a quick PSA, and Emily will be reading you the PSA. So take it away, girl.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter, because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wow, that was really good.
Thanks.
I had to take a pause because of how good that was.
You were laughing at me.
I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing with you.
I wasn't laughing.
I could feel the laughter emanating from you. Your joyous attitude and outlook on life. Okay, we've got some time just to chat. How do you feel about being here today? What are your thoughts on WMFO, about the whole experience?
I think it's really fun. I would do it again.
Right? Mm-hmm. I think it's so fun. Mm-hmm. It's like one of my favorite parts of my week, besides hanging out with you, obviously.
Yeah, it better be.
Oh, okay.
It better be like top two, but number two.
Top two, not two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Heard. what's on your docket for the week? Anything exciting?
I mean, no class tomorrow.
Which is such a dub. Tomorrow's the Boston Marathon. Good luck to anyone running. Win.
Win.
Win the Boston Marathon, guys.
Be a winner.
Be a winner.
Be a lover, not a fighter, guys.
Oh. Mm. That's deep.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to be number one.
Well, you're number one in our hearts.
Yes.
So therefore, you're already a winner.
But I feel like if they were running, they wouldn't be listening to this.
Well, I don't know. Well, that's true. They'd probably be asleep.
Yeah.
Because they'd want to, like, get a good night's rest before the big day. I will be watching the Boston Marathon, so...
Yeah, without me.
Oh, because you're at the SMFA doing your project.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Guys, she's a combined degree. Artsy.
Why are you doxing me? To be
I'm not saying, like, your entire information. There's a lot of combined degrees. You could be anybody.
That's true.
You're incognito, mysterious.
Oh.
Well, you also have something else on the docket this week, on Wednesday. Something very exciting.
I'm getting my eyebrow pierced. Guys, we're getting our eyebrows pierced.
Unless we don't have the anatomy for it. Wait, we're gonna...
Okay, guys.
I feel like I could be an ASM artist.
I feel like then I could just be, like, the one that's tapping and you'll be talking.
Oh, my God. Wait, maybe we should have an ASMR podcast next semester.
Oh, my God, we should.
Where we just, like, do ASMR for, like, an entire hour.
I'm down. Is there a podcast club?
No, like, I just mean, like, here. Oh. Like, at WMFO. That's pretty good. I feel like...
So did I.
Okay. I feel like this is always what happens when I reach this part of the show, is I just lose it. Because it's 3 in the morning.
It is. Actually, it's 2:54.
Oh.
And 17 seconds.
Okay, guys. We have one last song for you tonight. And we both decided that this was very important and foundational.
It is.
To our 2020 selves. Personally, I get flashbacks when I hear it. Like, I could think of times, places, people with this song. Like, outfits I wore.
Yeah.
The way my hair was. And it was not good. But, you know, it was such a 2020 classic. And I think for that reason, it deserves its moment in the sun.
It does.
It deserves to be the last song. Because, you know, we've listened to a lot of, like, hype, like... Rah, rah, rah. And this one kind of takes us down.
It takes us down.
It gets us ready for bed. Okay. So, have a great rest of your evening. I'm Mo.
And I'm Emily.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I will see you next Tuesday on a Monday.
And closing out, we have This Is Home by Cave Town.
That I cannot fall in love, but I guess this avoids the stress of falling out of it. Are you tired of me yet? I'm a little sick right now, but I swear when I'm ready I will fly us out of here. And I'll figure out a way to get us out of here. I can feel ghosts and ghouls wrapping my head, but I don't want to fall asleep just yet. My eyes went dark. I don't know where. Slowly.
facing his face, but strangely he feels at home in this place.